Psalm 39. Preface. To bear with the malice and frowardness of the wicked, not to be offended at their prosperity, and to be patient under the cross without murmuring against the will of God, is a noble virtue, a most beneficial art, which is given to those who ask it of God. That sweet-flavored shrub, contentment with cheerfulness, can grow only in the heart of the Christian, because it does not spring from flesh and blood, but God must plant it. Diligently, therefore, should we appeal to that heavenly gardener, the Holy Ghost, to adorn our hearts with this wholesome plant, to water it with the dew of his grace, to prevent Satan, that enemy of everything good, from destroying it, and to cause it to grow and to crowd out envy and discontent. A most wholesome antidote against enviousness is also the consideration of the vanity of earthly treasures, because man must leave to others the riches which he has gathered. And what man knows whether the man, to whom he must leave the fruit of his labors, will be a wise man or a fool? Blessed is the man who looks beyond the grave for his true treasure, for with that treasure there is no parting. There moth and rust do not corrupt, and when the Lord comes, he will introduce his own into the unceasing enjoyment of their treasure, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. This we are taught in the 39th Psalm. The right preparation for death, a sure remedy for discontent. To the chief musician, even to Judathan, a psalm of David. I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace, even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. My heart was hot within me. While I was musing, the fire burned. Then spake I with my tongue, Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as a handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Selah. Surely every man walks in a vain show. Surely they are disquieted in vain. He heaps up riches, and knows not who shall gather them. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Make me not the reproach of the foolish. I was dumb. I opened not my mouth, because thou didst it. Remove thy stroke away from me. I am consumed by the blow of thine hand. When thou with rebukes dost correct man for iniquity, thou makest his beauty to consume away like a moth. Surely every man is vanity. Selah. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear unto my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I am a stranger with thee and a sojourner, as all my fathers were. O spare me, that I may recover strength, before I go hence and be no more. Summary. Here is an earnest prayer of the righteous beseeching God to preserve him from enviousness against the ungodly, who live securely heaping up riches as though they should remain on earth always. Often the wicked spread themselves like a green bay tree, and to them applies what Asaph says, "They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men." But of the godly it is said, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous." Nevertheless, rather than to live securely like those gathering and enjoying riches without a thought of death and eternity, David desired daily to be reminded of the brevity and uncertainty of this life. We are sojourners here, making only a short stay. Is it not folly to consume our life in pursuing after the dollar which none can take along? Far better to think of the journey's end, remembering that those treasures which are of value in death are the forgiveness of sin and the grace of God, these let us seek. Prayer. Almighty God, who lives forever and has set bounds which we cannot pass to our lives on this earth, grant us true wisdom that we set not our hearts on earthly things, neither follow after mammon, but seek first thy kingdom and the righteousness of thy Son. By the operation of thy Spirit, do thou cause us, as pilgrims to a better world, to fix our hearts and hopes above, where Christ is, sitting on thy throne. Amen.